you're about to experience is a brand new vibe.
Right about now, NWA quarters in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of
something you've never experienced before.
Now Isaac would take it, never for something better, but the smile that she shows makes me a go.
Something strong. And infectious.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of City Pop Central here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. And as usual, this week I am going to bring you more doses of funky music. But it all starts with this. This one is called Shumatsu wa Itsumo Lonely by Yuki Nagasawa.
Production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Charlotte's on the make, and Paul sells life insurance. and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess, Frank works at the mill, Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research, and Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams.
We all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds.
Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs.
The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware, Randy's on an insane ward, Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford, Joe took Freddie's wife, Charlotte took a millionaire, and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams,
but living life day to day is never like it seems.
Things get complicated when you get past 18,
but the class of 57 had its dreams.
Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
The Statler Brothers with the class of 57 that seems to be so long ago at this point, but good tune there. And Percy Faith and The Rain in Spain from My Fair Lady. And how are you? We are in the second hour of smooth, relaxing, and easy, and I'm still having trouble talking, but that's okay. And now it is time for... Where in the world shall we go? Well, we're in the U.S. anyway, because this is home, and there are all kinds of things to see along the roadsides that don't get the publicity that some other places do, including in Maryland. We're in Maryland today, and it is close to Washington. As you know, it borders Washington, D.C. And so we're going to start with a little plot of land in Colmar Manor, which is just outside of the D.C. border on the northeast side of D.C. They have dueling grounds. Did you know this? Now, if you think today's Washington politicians have anger issues, management issues, they wouldn't stand a chance against the seriously PO'd bureaucrats of the 19th century. So rather than bruise each other's feelings with nasty tweets, America's antebellum statesmen ironed out their differences with swords and pistols. Yeah, wow. Dueling was illegal in D.C., so the combatants found a spot just over the border in Maryland along a creek that became known as Blood Run, and they called the little patch of grass the Bladenburg Dueling Grounds. Now, it really is in Colmar Manor because Bladenburg is just a little beyond there, but they were the busiest in America even after the laws were tightened in 1839. Politicians continued hacking and blasting away at each other at Bladensburg until 1868. There's a historical marker there, an informative sign, and the little patch of grass are all that remain of the spot where America's leaders once marred and killed each other. Can you believe that? Wow. Now, moving up to Baltimore, you can see Baltimore's anaerobic digesters. Some people call them methane digesters, I think. Baltimore's gigantic golden eggs. They look like big golden eggs just waiting to be served. The Black River Wastewater Treatment Plant anaerobic digesters are best seen driving on I-695 near exit 38. Call ahead. You may be able to get a tour, but you won't be able to go inside the eggs because they don't have enough oxygen to support life. They're there for growing bacteria to eat up our waste. The smell is quite indescribable, one visitor said. It is a sewage treatment plant, after all, but the eggs are among the must-see sights of Baltimore. That's special. And sticking around Baltimore, there's also the grave of John Wilkes Booth, who, of course, assassinated President Lincoln. Edgar Allan Poe is not buried at Baltimore's Greenmount Cemetery, but 68,000 other people are, including oddities, they call them oddities, such as John Hurst, the first casualty of the Great Baltimore Fire of 1904, and Johnny Eck, the infamous half-man circus freak. But two of the century's most notable graves are of Elijah Jefferson Bond and John Wilkes Booth. Bond died in 1921, and he was the original patentee of the Ouija board, buried beneath a Ouija board tombstone with the word goodbye on it. Booth, of course, assassinated Abe Lincoln and is buried in the Booth family plot with his name on the family monument, but he's the only one not to have a tombstone. So there are some things you can see when you're in Maryland at some point. My goodness. It was certainly dour. Well, we don't want those digesters blowing in the wind, but here's Ronnie Aldridge to play it for you on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
dash of friendly talk and a huge helping of familiar music. That's the recipe for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Just
relaxing and easy. Craig Duncan and the Appalachian Orchestra with Turn, Turn, Turn. One of my cohorts used to call it Burn, Burn, Burn by the Turds. yeah, it was originally done by the Birds. There you go. London Studio Orchestra before that, I'm Not in Love. Sven Lebeck with I Can't Smile Without You, and Ronnie Aldridge with Blowin' in the Wind. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Florida. A photographer and a model broke their own Guinness World Record with some help from a diving expert by conducting a photo shoot at a depth of 163.38 feet underwater off the Florida coast. Canadian Stephen Haining and Ciara Antoski, with help from U.S. diving and safety expert Wayne Fryman, originally set the record for the deepest underwater model photo shoot at a depth of 21 feet in 2021. Well, they underwent months of technical training, gas blending, and decompression practice so they could break their own record with a photo shoot at the Hydro Atlantic shipwreck off the coast of Boca Raton. Haining snapped the photos while Antoski served as the model. As the model at that depth, and they smashed their own title. So there you go. Meanwhile, up in Minnesota, the Minnesota Ice Festival's 18,148.88 square foot ice maze has been officially certified as the largest in the world by Guinness World Records. The festival's maze, which features 8-foot high walls and multiple twists and turns, took the record from Buffalo, New York ice maze that covered an area of 13,000 square feet in 2010. Robbie Harrell, founder and CEO of the festival organizer Minnesota Ice, said construction on the maze at TCO Stadium, or TCO, or whatever it is, in Eagan began December 1st, and gravel and plywood were spread out across the field to protect the turf. The maze was then constructed from 3,452 blocks of ice, each weighing 425 pounds. The maze was completed January 4th, and ice sculptures and lights were then installed prior to a visit by Guinness. And the festival runs through February 16th, depending on weather conditions, but I think they're going to be pretty cold for the time being, don't you? And finally, a Turkish woman who squashed 5 watermelons within 60 seconds using only her thighs has set a world record. Guinness World Records shared a video recently of Guzdi Dogan completing the challenge. The clip shows her sitting between two rows of watermelons, grabbing them one at a time, crushing them, and then cleaning the mess before continuing. That, I mean, some people really have special talents. I don't think I want to try them anytime soon. So we'll just ask, where is the love? Here's David Rose in the orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Sesame Street. to get to Sesame Street. Can you tell me how to get?
How to get to Sesame Street?
Imagine if they used that on the TV show. Yeah, that would be great. Oscar Peterson Trio with the Singers Unlimited and the theme from Sesame Street, and Hey Good Hearty before that with You and Me Against the World, and David Rose, Where is the Love? I want to take some time here to address something, in case you're a new listener to the program. There are times, because of my living with Parkinson's disease, that it affects the way I talk, and sometimes the words coming from my brain don't make it to my mouth just right, or something like that. And so sometimes I sound a little bit herky and jerky, and sometimes I trip over my tongue several times, and that's just who I am now. So there are going to be, five or six shows where I sound normal and fine, and there's going to be that one show every now and again, it's going to sound like a clunker. So just bear with me, and I will try not to talk too much when the trouble is there. But I appreciate you sticking with me here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we have the BBC Radio Orchestra and Eleanor Rigby.
Is your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with smooth, relaxing, and easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And Easy with Sven Lebeck there, and I'm Dreaming. Roger Williams did Longest Time by Billy Joel originally. If It's Magic was done by Paul Marriott, Floyd Kramer and Sunshine on My Shoulders, and Burt Kempfert with the Most Beautiful Girl, and I think that set started off with Eleanor Rigby, if I'm not mistaken, by the BBC Radio Orchestra. And we have time for one more here. Here is Sid Dale with Summer Breeze. Which I would take over this cold weather that we've had this year. So far this winter, anyway. Well, we've come to the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. See, I have that pretty much memorized now. That's why I can say it so well. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. Did that pretty well, too. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y9-36. Parkinson's disease is very unpredictable. Keep that in mind.
Listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Joe's Garage. Thank you for joining me tonight. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Joining me in my garage is my girlfriend, Emily J.
Hi, Joe. Nice garage you got here.
Thank you.
The rug really ties the room together.
I try. You want to tell them who's sponsoring us tonight?
Surely. WRCT is sponsored by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh, soon to be Dormont as well. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225.
All right, great. all right, well, you want to play some music tonight?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, we have a group I cannot pronounce on the way. Bassett.
No, Basti.
Basti.
Like bestie, but like...
Basti.
Saying a little bit of flair.
My Basti.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, we're going to start things off tonight with... bit of a hometown
hero.
She's from Pittsburgh. Miss Betty Davis with Some Say I'm Different. Keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage.
Moonshine.